Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, thanks again.
There's been a lot of talk about this thing called Real ID, a new form of ID, a new form of license that is being issued by PennDOT. I understand that they are now issuing this license, and there's a lot of demand out there, but there's also a lot of questions that people have about it. Give us some fact and fiction about this.
Mike, I think one of the things that's interesting is it is available by PennDOT, and it became available starting March 1st. And if you go down to any one of the PennDOT processing centers, one of the things that you'll find is that there'll be fairly long lines because a lot of people are trying to get it. I do want everybody to be aware that it is optional in order to get it. But I think some of the things that you'll be very important for you to be aware of. Before you go down, check the website, and we've got located at RepFrankRyan.com. The addresses and all the requirements to get your real ID, but you need a great deal of documentation. I've had a number of people, despite the amount of advertisements that the Department of Transportation has done, will show up at PennDOT and find out they've waited 2 hours and don't have the documents that they need. So before you get down there, make sure you have all of them. There is a cost associated with it. And what happens is if you get the real ID with your driver's license, it's about $30 to go ahead and get that part of it. It extends your driver's license, so you don't have to worry about the fact that you are paying for something twice. It could be good for 4 years. What I want to caution everybody about is this. I've had a number of questions that people have asked me. So why didn't we just make this mandatory for everybody? First and foremost, there's some fairly significant security concerns. And for those listeners that don't know, I'm a retired Marine Reserve colonel, and I'm an expert in counterinsurgencies and insurgencies. I've been in Iraq and Afghanistan. And one of the things that caused concern on the committee is that the documentation that you need to bring in to get the real ID is so pervasive and so great that if we're not careful and if we don't have the proper security, cybersecurity concerns at the state, that your documents could be subject to cyber theft. So that was one of the concerns. From a security perspective as well, I can tell you that the real ID itself doesn't really add any particular level of security getting onto an off an airplane. As an example, I can use my military ID, which I'm a retired Marine colonel, and that doesn't have any security strips on it at all. And that counts because it's a government-issued ID. So that's the next thing I do want people to be aware of. And I've advised a number of people this way when they've gotten down to the Department of Transportation and seen how long the line is, that a passport, if you have that, that's good, and that's good for 10 years. And when you do go to renew that, all you have to do is send in your old passport and they'll renew it for you so you don't have to go through all those documents again. And that's what's needed to get on an airplane or something like that for travel. And again, keep in mind, while you can start getting them in March of 2019, you need to have it on October 1st, 2020. So we've got a little bit of time for people to help get this document and all this done. One final caveat. Again, an awful lot of people say, well, this is just to get on board an airplane, so I don't really care. Well, that's not accurate. It's to get onto any federal installation. So let me give you an example. Federal courthouse, you'll need a real ID or some type of other document. So imagine this. You might need a passport if you don't have a real ID to get into a federal courthouse. Social Security Administration has not yet indicated whether or not they're going to use it or require it, but I suspect they will because you have to provide some notification of security when you get there in the process. So I would encourage people that you want to take this thing seriously. You don't have to get the real ID, but if you don't, you need to make sure you've got some acceptable form of document such as a passport or a government-issued ID. If you're military, reservist, National Guardman, or a dependent, your ID counts as a real ID. So just be careful. A lot of options. If you have any questions, great website at Pennsylvania Department of Transportation. I've put it on my state Facebook page as well as my RepFrankRyan.com. But please take this seriously. Good information, and we want to help you navigate these challenging times as best we can.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.